As rescuers in Joplin, Missouri, comb through the rubble left by the country's deadliest tornado in 60 years, forecasters say more dangerous weather could hit that region today, with wind gusts up to 75 miles per hour, nearly baseball-sized hail, and quite possibly tornadoes. You can see photographs of the aftermath of Sunday's twister at herenow.org, but we want to spend a few minutes with one of the first responders after it passed through. Jeff Petrowski is the storm chaser from Oklahoma who was following Sunday's twister, calling in to officials in Joplin to sound the sirens. He also called in emergency help from Oklahoma. But Jeff, while we want to hear about what you saw on Sunday, start with your thoughts about these new storms coming through today.
Well, what I'm seeing today is we've got all the ingredients coming together today in the southern plains for a explosive tornado outbreak. The area from Wichita, Kansas, cities like Ponca City, Enid, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City metropolitan area, all the way down to Ardmore in southern Oklahoma on the Texas border as we get in after 5 p.m. The tornadoes will continue to track into southern Kansas, also Tulsa, potentially Joplin. We're in a high risk for potentially long-lived, very destructive tornadoes today.
As everyone knows, you tried to warn people. You tried to get the sirens going. You were also there for the aftermath and the devastation. What did you see?
The scene in Joplin was catastrophe is the only way I could describe it. Wind was blown out of my avalanche truck, and actually received a couple cuts on my arms from the flying glass. I boarded the Chase at just west of Iowa Street. I had buildings and houses on fire. There's gas spewing, water was spewing, and all I heard was screams for help. So I'm the first vehicle in, I'm the first person on foot, probably within literally 60 seconds as the debris is still falling out of the sky. I'm walking into the neighborhood, and the first thing I see is both people alive that are in the rubble, that are trying to get themselves, they're buried under 2 foot to 8 foot of rubble on top of them. People got their arms sticking up through the debris. I hear people screaming and moaning. I heard boys screaming for help, special needs boys. One of them was killed by the tornado. I had another one that was extremely critical condition with a head injury that was extremely serious. And the third boy was in a coma. All three huddled in a corner of the house. It was still raining, hailing, and they were just wailing out, just screaming because they're in extreme pain and agony. I started crying. I couldn't believe how bad what I was witnessing.
I have to ask you, Jeff, did you ever find their parents? I mean, obviously one child, as you said, was dead.
They were taken care of by a caretaker. That person, I don't know where that person was. I never found that person. I immediately went to the house to the south of that one, which I heard an elderly lady say, "Help me, help me." I get to that scene, and I have two women that are probably 80 years old. They were buried under about 4 foot of rubble, and as I crawled on top of the debris, I started pulling off boards one at a time. What I found when I got to the bottom of the rubble will forever stay in my mind, and that was found two women that were in wheelchairs. They were upside down. They had their two cats with them in a bag. They both were had beams, and the walls of the house were laying on top of them, on their faces. They were, you know, pleading and begging for help. They were in extreme pain, and it took me about 30 minutes to get all the rubble off them. They had debris impacted their faces, rock and sheetrock and mud. Shortly after that, a black dog, collie, was barking at me as I walked up to the next house, and this dog was on top of the rubble. That was letting me know that his owner was below, and I picked up, started clearing the debris. As I got down, the dog was getting more and more excited that he knew, you know, his caretaker, the owner of the dog, was under there. And I digged the elderly man out of the rubble. It was just house after house after house after house of people.
Well, this is obviously, you know, as traumatic as this has been for the people who were the victims of this, this is obviously equally traumatic for you as a civilian rescuer, Jeff.
Being the only person on the ground for, you know, the first couple of hours was just overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Jeff Petrowski, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.